It's Monday, June 27th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Gartner's four predictions for cybersecurity and Roe v. Wade's impact on IT services. This is the Business of Tech. I managed to go last week without talking much about security. Well, it's catching up with us, and there's a lot to talk about. Let's start with the new report from the Government Accountability Office, which calls for a government assessment of whether a federal cyber insurance option is needed. Why? The increasing withdrawal of private insurance companies from covering damages from major cyber attacks, which the report says leaves American businesses facing catastrophic financial loss unless another insurance model can be found. In a separate report, GAO told the Pentagon that of 25 IT programs it reviewed, only 15 had department-approved cybersecurity strategies, and just 10 had submitted a system security plan for information and communication technology supply chain risk management. You know, clean up your stuff. CISA warned that there are still hackers using Log4Shell, and system patching is required. The notice was specific to VMware's Horizon and Unified Access Gateway Server, although it's solid advice broadly. In case you didn't have enough to worry about, Trend Micro's new report warns that email is still a major vector for attacks, with malware delivered to email accounts rising 196% in 2021, year over year. Some 74.1% of all threats blocked by Trend Micro in 2021 were email threats, versus its products that blocked malware delivered over websites. Wired also had a piece on the theme, business email compromise poised to become the next great scourge of attacks. Rapid7 looked at double extortion ransomware attacks, specifically the types of data disclosed. Financial data was leaked most often at 63%, followed by customer and patient data at 48%. And two larger trends to look at. First, protocol with the headline, there are too many security tools. The trend, with the market hot, there was a creation of tons of new startups. Now, with the market cooling, there is expected to be some consolidation, which is generally welcomed by customers, as there are too many tools. The other, Gartner, with eight predictions for the next 4 years in cybersecurity. Here are four I picked through the lens of IT services. By 2023, government regulations requiring organizations to provide consumer privacy rights will cover 5 billion citizens and more than 70% of global GDP. By 2025, 30% of nation states will pass legislation regulating ransomware payments, fines, and negotiations, up from less than 1% in 2021. 60% of organizations will embrace zero trust as a starting point for security by 2025. More than half will fail to realize the benefits. And by 2026, 50% of C-level executives will have performance requirements related to risk built into their employment contracts. Why do we care? That last prediction, those performance requirements will extend to customer relationships with their providers. Those predictions, however, speak to services companies' focus areas. IT has fewer tools and a lot more regulation and process management. Be the firm that helps navigate privacy regulations, manage the legislation and requirements around security, and ensure that your customers are not in the group who fail to see any benefits from zero trust. This is all the roadmap for real value in security. It's not in the tools. The major news story from Friday through the weekend was the Supreme Court effectively overturning the right to illegal abortion, which was established by Roe v. Wade in 1973. 6 in 10 U.S. adults at 61% believe the practice should be legal in all or most cases, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. 37% of Americans think the procedure should be illegal in most or all cases. Let's cover some of the fallout. Several tech companies are implementing benefits such as increased healthcare and travel benefits. That includes Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Salesforce, Google, AT&T, and Comcast. In a Gartner survey, 6 in 10 firms said they would offer nothing new if Roe v. Wade were overturned. Beyond that are concerns over the use of data. With abortion becoming illegal in those states with trigger bans, 13 of them, and Texas's law allowing anyone to sue for aiding and abetting abortion, user data could be used to track down providers, fundraising, activists, or even those simply helping. This is one of the reasons why employee benefits are being leveraged. There's now an expectation that data collection is to be reviewed. Why do we care? It's my observation that four major IT services-focused publications did not mention the story as of this publication. That's a dangerous blind spot, in my opinion, as many of these concerns should be top of mind right now, with two specific areas to focus on for IT services companies. I will note that small and mid-sized companies are wary of the legal risks of speaking out. That's right, from benefits consultants. I've linked to a Bloomberg Law piece on some of the risks. First, let's talk about the leadership opportunity. I have strong opinions in this space, and if I had employees, I'd be very clear with my team about them. Why? The number of stories I've reported on where younger employees put a value on the organization's values. Sure, 6 in 10 firms are doing nothing, and that says 4 in 10 are, which is a competitive differentiator for those who value that. Leaders don't have to yell to the winds about their feelings to show leadership. Second, there's a specific data need here. I've long spoken about data management as an area for IT services firms to focus on. Here is a concrete example of that growing need. Expect this to get more complex, and thus an area customers will need more help in. As an MSP, managing the security of multiple clients, ensuring you can quickly and efficiently respond to security incidents across your customers is critical to reducing the severity and consequences. Trend Micro's SOC as a service solution, tailored for MSPs, not only augments your existing team with security expertise, but also proactively hunts for threats and indicators of attack across your entire customer base. We call this multi-tenant detection and response. Learn more and get the MSP's SOC as a Service playbook using the link in the show notes or visit trendmicro.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. Today is National Bingo Day, National Sunglasses Day, and National Ice Cream Cake Day. But it's also National HIV Testing Day, raising awareness about the importance of testing for HIV and getting an early diagnosis. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.